My name is Brady Jones, and I am currently a senior at Olivet. I'm majoring in multimedia communications, which is really just a fancy way of saying that I push buttons all day. But over the summer, I interned at Kankakee First Church of the Nazarene for my multimedia communications studies. And while I was there, I got the call to be a pastor, which has led me to joining Olivet's Preaching Ambassador Program, which is a program at Olivet that allows students to gain preaching experience by going around to all the, or not all, but going around to various churches in the Olivet region and gaining experience by preaching, which is why I'm here today. Speaking of Olivet, I got to get this out of the way because the Preaching Ambassador Program likes me to remind any teens that are here in high school about Olivet, and if you are interested in Olivet, or if you really just want a free t-shirt, come talk to me afterwards, and I can get you a free t-shirt. I can also tell you about Olivet if you're interested in Olivet as well. But as I said, I'm a senior, so I'm going to be graduating in May, and after graduation, I'll be going to grad school, where I'll be working on my ministerial studies program, which will lead to ordination in the Nazarene Church. I was raised by my amazing grandmother since I was about 6 months old. My grandmother has played a big role in getting me spiritually healthy, and without her, I can honestly say I wouldn't be here today. And even though I was raised by my grandmother, I was still lucky enough to have a relationship with my mom. My mother is currently battling stage 4 congestive heart failure. And in case you didn't know, there is no stage 5. And as you can imagine, this has been pretty tough on my grandmother and myself. But we are reminded in James 1:2-8, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do." So God prepares us for the journey of life, but we have to believe. Now, I want to better explore this idea by breaking it down into 3 sections. First, I want to look how God rewards our trials. Second, I want to look at how God gives us the tools to get through our trials. And third, how God requires belief. So first, God rewards our trials. Well, what are these trials? Well, James tells us in verse 2, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds." Many kinds. See, this is more than just temptation. Trials of many kinds certainly includes temptations, but there's so much more. It includes the loss, the grief, the pain, and the heartache that is included with the struggles of everyday life. James writes, "Whenever you face trials." See, it's not a matter of if you will face trials, but when. I think we all know that just because we're Christians, it doesn't mean we get to avoid the trials of everyday life. There is no avoidance. There is no choice in facing the trials. If there was a choice, we certainly would choose not to face them at all. But the choice is in our attitude toward the trials. See, James tells us to consider it pure joy. We're being called to find joy in these trials? Like, how? And that is a lot easier said than done. It's not easy to find joy when the neighbor across the hall decides to test your patience by blaring music at 4 a.m. in the morning. It's not easy to find joy when your father passes away, and it's certainly not easy to find joy when you see your mother dying of a heart disease. It's really hard. But James is not saying that we should be joyful that we're in the trials. No, see, he says that we should find joy in what we gain from the trials. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. The joy does not come from the trials we face, but from what is gained. Think of an Olympic wrestler that trains for his big match at the Olympics. He spends every day pushing his body to the absolute limit. Every night he goes to sleep sore from his work all day, and he wakes up just as sore the next morning, getting ready to do it all again. Do you think he goes through all of this blood, sweat, and tears because he enjoys the pain of training? No. He does it because of the end goal. To stand on the podium with his gold medal around his neck while his national anthem plays. We find joy not in what we lose, but what we gain. There's a lot of struggles in that. Sometimes it gets too overwhelming. Sometimes you feel like giving up. Have any of you ever been tempted to give up? I know I have. There are days when it feels like the trials are just too much. But we have to persevere. James continues in verse 4. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now I want to make something clear. God does not put the trials in our way, but he is always going to use them. God does not create the trials, the temptations, the pain, or the loss, but he is going to use them to make you better. These trials are not meaningless. Your hurt and your pain, it isn't meaningless. There's always something to be gained, and you never have to go through it alone, because God gives us the tools to face our trials. As we continue on to verse 5, we read that if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. If we lack wisdom. See, back in verse 4, James writes that we may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I believe that this is no mistake that the word lack appears back to back in the verses like this. James knows we cannot get through the trials we face without God. We will need to turn to God, and we will need his wisdom. So without knowing God, we will be helpless, and we will not be able to get through our trials. We need his help, and we need his guidance, or else we can never be mature and complete. Now I want to take a moment to look at the wisdom God will give us. See, this is far beyond the wisdom we gain solely from this world. This is far beyond the wisdom of Plato, Aristotle, or chicken soup for the soul. No, this is the wisdom received by Solomon. The wisdom he wrote about in Proverbs. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men. This is the wisdom that God will give us. The wisdom to either understand the purpose of the trials or to trust in God that there is a purpose in the trials. Some trials we face feel like too much. That is where his wisdom is needed. And you know what the best part about this wisdom is? This wisdom is an open gift. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. God does not discriminate. God gives generously without finding fault. We all sin and fall short of God's glory, but God still loves us. The only one that prevents us from God's gift is us. God's gift has only one requirement: belief. God requires belief. And James continues in verse 6, saying, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. God requires belief, but we must believe sincerely. This is discussed in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. The belief in God and His abilities allows us to receive His wisdom. Just as a divided house cannot stand, a divided heart cannot triumph in the face of the toughest trials. And over the past 6 months, I've been going through one of the toughest trials of my life. As some of you can attest, it's very hard to watch someone you love in that kind of pain. What makes it even tougher is that my mother is not a Christian. And as bad as that is, and as scared as I am for my mother, I have already gained from this pain. Through my mother's sickness, I have grown closer to God, because I know that there is nothing that can help her now except Him. I need Him to be able to soften her heart towards Him, and knowing that He is the only one that can help her has forced me to put my faith more into Him than I ever have before, and it has strengthened our relationship immensely. Through all of this, God has become my refuge. He has helped me through this trial, and I know He is going to help me through the rest of my trials. And God can help you through your trials as well. God loves you. He wants to help you through your pain. He wants to help you through your hurt and your heartbreak. But you need to ask Him. We need God to get through the toughest trials that we face. So whenever the pain and the heartache become too much, turn to God. Give it all to God. He is always reaching out for help, and all you have to do is take His hand. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank You. Thank You for being our refuge. Thank You for helping me during the struggles, as You've helped so many others and will continue to help people in the toughest times. Lord, I pray a blessing over everyone here at Calvary. I pray that You give them peace when they are in the trials. Lord, I may not know who is struggling or how they are struggling, but You do. So I pray that whoever is struggling, hurting, grieving, and scared, I pray that they find refuge in You and that You give them peace. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.